Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
Yes, morena Penny.
Morena, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Looking forward to getting into all things fashion today. We've got a bit of a fun one, talking about idioms derived from sewing.
Yeah, I kind of like was just thinking about the other day, things like how, you know, you talk about moral thread, social fabric, fabric of palm, patch things up. And I was like thinking, wow, there's so many. And I wanted to see like what the meaning behind some of them were. So like no strings attached is an 18th century textile kind of idiom, and it's when merchants tied strings to fabric bolts to mark defects. So when tailors were requesting flawless fabric, they would ask for fabric with no strings attached.
Oh, it doesn't mean that these days, though. I feel like it's to refer to something that is deeply flawed.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, that's fascinating.
And there's like, you know, because there's other things like wear your heart on your sleeve, pull the wool over one's eyes. One I didn't know, fit to be tied, which is from the US 19th century, and it means to be extremely angry in modern day times, but it was originated from tying up unruly patients in psychiatric hospitals.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Another one that I only learned a couple of years ago because a friend had an art piece called this, Stick to the Knitting. Do you guys know this one?
Yes, I do. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't know about this one.
I didn't know this. So it was like originally, apparently it's from like 19th century US again, you know, meaning to concentrate on the familiar rather than diversify. But also Pliny the Elder, who was like, I think he was Greek, writing before, you know, before Christ sometime. It meant kind of like he wrote, let the cobbler stick to his last, meaning let the cobbler stick to making his shoes, sort of thing. Yeah. Another really early one, Homer's Odyssey. He came up with clothes make the man.
Yes, and you still hear that today.
Yes. Yes. A stitch in time saves nine. We all know what that means. Repairing a small tear prevents a need for a larger repair later. That dates back to at least 1732, and of course, you know, originates from mending clothes. Had me in stitches or in stitches comes from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, which I didn't like, comparing the pain of laughing so hard to being pricked with a needle.
I've laughed like that before.
Yep. And then there's some things like hanging by a thread, unraveling, coming apart at the seams, on tenter hooks, which I always thought was on tender hooks, but it's actually tenter. And that's because wet woven cloth was stretched on a wooden frame called a tenter, and it used hooks to prevent shrinkage. Yeah.
Oh, so it means like you're completely stretched out, kind of.
Yeah, so that's a state of suspension or tension. So if you're on tenterhooks, you know you're stressed. Cut from the same cloth, of course, another tailoring kind of British term, and that was when tailors were using the same bolt of cloth to create a suit. But now it means, you know, that the person is cut from the same, you know, comes from the same kind of like background or thought process or something like that. But then there's also cut from a different cloth, which is the opposite. Getting down to brass tacks, which means getting specific facts, and that comes from when merchants had brass tacks on the counters to measure fabrics in yards, which is, yeah, I hadn't heard of that one. Shoddy is quite an interesting one, and I believe I've spoken about this in the past as well. Shoddy is actually comes from, it used to describe remanufactured cloth that was made from unraveling or tearing apart older cloth or garments and mixing the fibres with new fibres and remanufacturing, so spinning and weaving into new cloth. They were usually inferior fabrics, that had been collected around kind of like, you know, say early England, and shoddy came to mean poorly made or inferior quality, which is a bit of a bummer because it's recycling cloth, and today we'd be going, yeah, woo, but now shoddy means that, you know, dodgy. Also, sleazy originates from thin, cheap fabric.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
And that is how you feel when you wear thin, cheap fabric.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like we should reclaim shoddy as, like, I know. As a positive thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think, like, you know, just how sick is used in, you know, in an opposite, maybe shoddy can be like the new kind of, that's fire. Keep your shirt on. I didn't know this one either. Originate from when men remove shirts to prepare for a fight.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Then there's things like cotton on. So that was from when cotton sticks to clothing, like lint. There's also cloth ears, a person who's not paying attention, and that refers to when mill workers had hearing loss. Wrapped in cotton wool, excessive protection. All gussied up is an Australian 19th century slang for a male dandy. And of course, we've got put on ears, which is 16th century, which is ears used to refer to clothes or appearance. So if you're putting on ears, I guess you're, you know, we know it as kind of like dressing up and that sort of thing. It's probably not a very common term now.
Yeah.
This one here is quite interesting. Watch your footing. I thought it meant watch your foot, and in a way it kind of does, but
yeah.
It's actually from when like the hems of long skirts used to have like edgings or trims on them, and they were called footing, and it was to protect the fabric from both the shoes and ground. And when people were lifting their skirts up to step off a curb or use the stairs, people would say, you know, watch your footing so that you don't step into your footing and rip it.
Wow, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few different ones out there, and I'm sure there's millions of others that the listeners can kind of tell us about. There's things like raglan sleeve and cardigan jacket, and they were named after the British commanders in the Crimean War who introduced them into uniforms, which I didn't know that one either.
No.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I feel as though when you place it in the context of where all of these idioms are coming from, it sort of really puts in perspective just how much more connected to the making of our clothes and where our clothes came from and the whole process and how fabric works in the world of textiles we were way back when compared to now. I mean, these idioms have become part of our daily lingo, but people aren't really thinking about it in that way. And, yeah, I wonder if in future there'll be idioms about fast fashion or AI or whatever.
Totally.
Whatever the hell we're dealing with now.
Yeah, people had to hand make their clothes. And so they were, you know, so it was an everyday common occurrence that these things were happening. Mm-hmm. So I imagine they were used all the time. And then, of course, the Industrial Revolution, you know, would have brought it to the forefront with the, you know, the cotton on and the mill working and things like that. So it's... it's quite an interesting thing. And I guess, like, with time, some of these will probably, people might start forgetting what their original meanings were.
Yeah, you know? Or maybe we'll sort of, there'll be a movement to be a bit more conscious and use these idioms as an extension of your Ludditism or whatever.
Yeah, true.
I just didn't realise how many of them were going back to sewing and knitting and crafting, you know?
Yeah, it's not something you really consciously think about until you unpack it all and,
until you unravel it.
Yeah.
Unravel it, oh, good one.
Yeah, spinning a yarn, telling a long, far-fetched dispatch story.
Spinning a yarn, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I do love a good yarn.
Yeah, I think we all like a good yarn. We've been brought up being red yarn, so...
Well,
fascinating stuff.
Thank you so much, Penny. I feel really clever after that.
Awesome.
Have a great week, and we'll chat to you next Thursday.
Okay, take care.
Kaki te.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad, and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.